You're listening to Dear Adult Daughter, a podcast for those who want to take care of themselves and the relationship they have with their mothers. And I receive some form of this question often, and I received it most recently last week. Should I tell my mother that her words and behavior are hurtful to me? And if so, how should I approach it? So I will never forget a conversation that I had close to 20 years ago with my father-in-law, who died in 2015. And he was a soft-spoken, unassuming, very wise Lutheran pastor, originally from Canada. And I was telling him about the difficult relationship I had with my mother and what I might do to make it better. And he listened patiently. And he replied quietly, simply, and with a cadence and lilt that I will always associate with him, "Good luck with that." And I remember thinking how unpastor-like his response was, because what was I supposed to do with that? But years later, I understood what he left unspoken. There's nothing you can do to make it better that's not at your own expense. There isn't a way to tell her that her words and behavior are hurtful that will give you what you probably want, a guarantee that she responds like a mature human and is open to a genuine conversation, rather than reacting with hurt, rage, the silent treatment, passive aggressiveness, etc. It's called walking on eggshells for a reason. You don't experience your mother as someone who is safe. And there is no magic formula that, if you get it just right, will make her respond the way you want her to, safely, with curiosity for herself and for you. In other words, with emotional maturity. Now, being emotionally mature doesn't mean controlling feelings, denying feelings, or not expressing feelings. Because we can be both angry and emotionally mature. Being emotionally mature means noticing feelings, acknowledging them, naming them, knowing how they feel in your body, and being safe with them. It means hearing the wisdom in your feelings rather than reacting to the energy in them. And if you do react to the energy in them, because this isn't about perfection and we are human beings, right? So if you do react to the energy in them, emotional maturity means catching yourself in the reaction, you know, or soon after the reaction, and making a repair if needed. It is the ability to experience failure or disappointment in yourself with grace rather than letting it turn into shame. So, right? We don't want to be dehumanizing ourselves. So the question is, can your mother do those things? Can she manage her own shame, triggers, and defensiveness? Can she respond to you safely? Does she want to? If the answer is no, do not throw yourself under the bus and blame yourself or allow her to blame you for your reactions, because they are not, and they never were, your responsibility. You can choose to tell her that her words and her behavior are hurtful to you, but also make sure that you have a plan for taking care of yourself if she doesn't respond safely or maturely. You get to decide who you will be relative to her choices, rather than walking on eggshells and bending and contorting yourself in hopes that it will make her a safer person. You do not have to match her energy. You can lead with your values, and she may still react in an immature or destructive way. Ask me how I know. Also, having an emotionally mature or fragile mother doesn't have to mean your chronic hurt and anger. Again, ask me how I know. Much love, Karen.